Matthew chapter 24. And Yeshua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yeshua said to them, "See you not all these things? Truly I say to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world?" And Yeshua answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceives you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumours of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here is the Messiah,' or 'There,' believe it not. For there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Therefore, if they shall say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers,' believe it not. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass till all these things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken up. Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Truly I say to you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him apart and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Truly I say to you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man travelling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his own ability, and immediately took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them another 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and dug in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and bought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth. Lo, there you have that is yours. His Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and slothful servant, you know that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not scattered. You ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which has 10 talents. For to every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast you, the unprofitable servant, into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry, and fed you, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When saw we you a stranger, and took you in, or naked, and clothed you? Or when saw we you sick, or in prison, and came to you? And the king shall answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then shall he answer them, saying, Truly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew chapter 26. And it came to pass, when Yeshua had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people to the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Yeshua by subtlety and kill him. But they said, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Yeshua was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came to him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at dinner. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor. When Yeshua understood it, he said to them, Why trouble you the woman? For she has worked a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him to you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Yeshua, saying to him, Where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say to him, The master said, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Yeshua had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening had come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Truly I say to you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said to him, You have said. And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Yeshua to them, "All you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Though all men shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended." Yeshua said to him, "Truly I say to you, that this night before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you." Likewise also said all the disciples. Then came Yeshua with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, "Sit you here while I go and pray yonder." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay you here and watch with me." And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then came he to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me." And while he yet spoke, lo, Jesus, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast." And immediately he came to Yeshua and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. And Yeshua said unto him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then came they and laid hands on Yeshua and took him. And behold, one of them which was with Yeshua stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest's and cut off his ear. Then said Yeshua to him, "Put up again your sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Think you that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be?" In that same hour said Yeshua to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And they that had laid hold on Yeshua led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off to the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Yeshua to put him to death, but found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days." And the high priest arose and said to him, "Answer you nothing? What is it which these witness against you?" But Yeshua held his peace, and the high priest answered and said to him, "I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Yeshua said to him, "You have said, nevertheless I say to you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What think you?" They answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Then they did spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Messiah, who is he that smote you?" Now Peter sat outside in the palace, and a damsel came to him, saying, "You also were with Yeshua of Galilee." But he denied before them all, saying, "I know not what you say." And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said to them that were there, "This fellow was also with Yeshua of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while came to him they that stood by and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not the man." And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Yeshua, which said to him, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly.